You're listening to Valley Edition. There's a new set of public opinion polls about what San Joaquin Valley residents think about a variety of issues, from the effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act to water and immigration. They're the work of the Institute for Leadership and Public Policy, a new project out at Fresno State. Joining us now, we have Annabelle Espana and Jeffrey Cummins, both faculty members at Fresno State and co-directors of the Institute. Welcome to both of you. Jeffrey, I want to start with you. How exactly did this project come about? As you've got the political science department, Chicano and Latino studies coming together and doing these opinion polls?
Well, the College of Social Sciences got a donation from Chevron and PG&E, and our dean, Michelle Dembesti, was looking to do some projects with the money, and one theme of it was supposed to be leadership. So one aspect of the Institute is training students to become public service leaders in the Valley. So we have an internship program and a fellowship program where students work with faculty members on research projects. Interns work in local public service agencies. And then another big component of it is these surveys. So we came up with the idea that we wanted to do some public opinion surveys of the San Joaquin Valley. To my knowledge, there's nothing like this has ever been done. We have several organizations that conduct statewide surveys, the famous field poll, which actually just closed down and moved over to UC Berkeley. We have the Public Policy Institute of California. They do statewide surveys, but none of them do it of our region. And we thought it was really important to start getting a sense of public sentiment for this region. There's a lot of important state and national issues that impact this region, such as the Affordable Care Act, which has been in the news quite a bit lately, and immigration. And so we wanted to get a sense for where people in the Valley stood on these issues.
So let's go ahead and dig into some of these and start with water. Annabelle, let's go with you on this one. One in five adults say in the Valley say access to clean drinking water is a problem. Give us some more insights into that.
Well, I think what we're seeing there is a little bit, it's true that although we've gotten a lot more water this winter, which is great news, and we're having to deal with different kinds of issues in water management, I think one of the things we're seeing in the Valley is that access to clean water is still a real concern for a lot of people. And that has to do maybe with contamination, as you guys have been talking about, but also in terms of the well access. So I think what we see in that number is both things kind of come together.
Was there anything specific in the breakdown of who reported that this is a concern of theirs?
Well, I think in terms of race, at least, and ethnicity, we've sort of seen that overall that there is a bit of a breakdown there, with most people sort of having not being too concerned with it. But I think where we see maybe a little bit more interesting breakdown is in terms of the party ID. So Democrats and independents are more likely than Republicans, for instance, to be concerned about access to drinking water. So I think that kind of speaks a little bit about maybe where those groups are living, perhaps.
And then, Jeff, also 75% of respondents said they were very concerned or somewhat concerned about the future of the water supply. This goes, I take it, beyond just drinking water?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is, we didn't specify here in the actual question to respondents, but I think certainly given the five-year drought, you have these wells that are running dry in outlying communities, you have, you know, ongoing problems with clean water and contamination, you have problems with the agricultural industry getting enough water to water crops and so on. And I think just the ongoing attention to this issue is certainly causing a lot of concern among the population. And I think, you know, when you're seeing over 70% of adults in this case identified it as a problem, I think there's some very serious concerns there, and rightly so.
Tell me a little more about the methodology behind not only this particular question, but the other ones which we're about to talk about.
Yeah, in terms of what we did is we decided to do the entire San Joaquin Valley, which is eight counties, all the way up to San Joaquin County, down to Kern County. So it's a population of about 4 million people. And so we needed to get a sample size that was big enough to represent that. Actually, when you boil it down to adults, it's closer to about 3 million when you take out the children. So we needed to get a sample size that was going to be representative of that population. We chose to, and there's, you know, different ways of doing this methodology, especially today. A lot of polling is moving online. In this particular case, we did actual live calling. We called landlines and we called cell phones. We conducted it in Spanish and English, given our heavy Spanish-speaking population in the San Joaquin Valley. And we ended up for this sample with about 540 respondents. And in particular, you want to get that sample size up to reduce the margin of error. So we had a margin of error of about 4.2%, which is pretty good in a survey of this size. So,
again, we're talking about a series of new public opinion polls released by the Institute for Leadership and Public Policy at Fresno State. That voice you hear is Jeffrey Cummins, political science professor at Fresno State. We also have with us Annabel Espana, professor in Chicano and Latino Studies at Fresno State. One of the other surveys that came out last week, data out on the views of San Joaquin Valley residents on immigration and deportation. Specifically, nearly half of San Joaquin Valley adults in this survey are worried about deportations, either themselves or a family member. Tell me more about the findings here, Annabelle.
Yeah, I think this was particularly disturbing because definitely the numbers we're seeing out of the Valley are much higher than the national average, and also higher than what we see out of the coast, out of LA, where there is a larger undocumented population as well. And so I think what we see is that there is, you know, not surprisingly, in the agricultural field, there's a lot of undocumented workers, mostly Latinos, although not only Latinos. And so there's a definite concern that they or someone they know, so a close someone close to the family will or might be deported, sort of with a lot of the new rhetoric that we see coming out of the Trump administration and the new kind of more lenient mandate seems to be out of ICE.
Now, Jeff, I look at this data that you present here, and you break this one down not only by ethnicity and party registration, but also by whether people voted in the presidential election and also whether they were a Trump supporter or not, or at least identify as a Trump supporter. Does that mean necessarily that they voted for Trump? Or tell me a little more about the breakdown there and what we find on this question in regards to how it relates to the election.
Yeah, what we did on the Trump supporter question is that we had a question that asked people how they voted in the presidential election for Trump or Clinton. And then for those, because we sampled adults, a lot of polls do registered voters or likely voters. We chose to do adults because there's a, you know, pretty good portion of our population here in the San Joaquin Valley that is not a registered voter. And so for this particular survey, we wanted to capture all adults. So we asked them, if you had voted, who would you have voted for? So that Trump supporter is a respondent who indicated that they actually voted for Trump or they would have voted for Trump. And we wanted to capture, you know, what that sentiment is like here in the Valley in terms of what impact the Trump policies are having on people in the Valley and whether or not they're supporting these initiatives of the Trump administration. And so in this particular case, the non-Trump supporters, if we can call them that, there was a very high percentage. 63% of them indicated that they feared that they or someone they knew was going to be deported, which is, you know, what we would expect given a lot of the rhetoric during the Trump campaign and then certainly a lot of the news stories that are coming out in the crackdown on undocumented immigrants here in the Valley.
And among Trump supporters, any signs of a change of thought on that, or are they firmly behind the president's positions moving forward on immigration?
No, I don't think we see any shift in this at all. You have it's 90, close to 90% of people that are Trump supporters that don't fear deportations. And we've seen, and not particularly in this poll, but in other polls, where Trump supporters have been asked about their satisfaction with the Trump administration policies so far, and they're very satisfied. Over 90% of Trump supporters in some of these other polls are satisfied with what the administration is doing.
Annabel, what do we see there?
I think also in that set of questions that we added about deportations, we see that about 38% of Trump supporters think that deportation is going to be positive for the Valley. And so I think that is also a significant number of, and we, you know, you see that continuation of support for that kind of policy.
Yeah, and continuing on with that thought, again, a majority in the San Joaquin Valley think that more deportations will have a negative impact on the region's economy. Does that speak to a demographic issue, or does it also speak to the region's agricultural economy and concerns that deportations might reduce the available labor pool for Valley farmers?
I think that there's definitely something here about agriculture and the importance of the undocumented workforce for that sector. I think it also probably has something to do with the fact that, as we saw in the previous question, that a lot of people know someone who may be undocumented too. And so there seems to be concern about that population. And then this idea that they're, you know, removing them from the valley would have sort of negative repercussions.
Was there anything surprising on this, Jeff, or anything you didn't expect to find? I see that Republicans are divided on this issue of whether there will be a negative impact here. Did that maybe jump out to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is a good one to highlight. You don't see a clear majority of respondents who identify themselves as Republican as saying that it's had a positive or negative impact. And I think that kind of goes to maybe the conflict that Republicans, particularly here in the Valley, and we've seen this in some of the news reports that are saying where we have this agricultural industry, and there seemed to be pretty strong support for the Trump administration, but at the same time, some of their policies that Trump supports cut across against what the interests of the agricultural industry here in the Valley.
Sort of the David Valadao effect, I guess you could say, backing a lot of policies of the Trump administration, but maybe some questions on the effect of one of those policies.
Yeah, certainly.
Moving on, also, in fact, the first of these surveys that you released 2 weeks ago involves a Valley residents' opinion of the effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Nearly half of respondents oppose the repeal of Obamacare. Again, Annabelle, what do you see in this question specifically to the response to voters and people who are thus residents here in the Valley?
Well, I think that there is sort of the sense that the repeal of Obamacare will not necessarily be good for a large sector of the Valley. And that probably has to do with the fact that a lot of people, all residents in the Valley, have benefited from those new policies. There seems to be not, you know, they would rather keep, or at least sections of Obamacare, of the Health Care Act.
But, Jeff, even of Trump supporters, even of registered Republicans, you do not have a clear majority in favor of repealing all provisions of the act. And tell me a little more about what we see there.
Well, I mean, I think it's interesting that, you know, as we came to this this vote, and I'm talking about the first vote in Congress, which eventually Speaker Paul Ryan pulled off the floor because there wasn't enough support to oppose repeal. But we saw as it came to a head in Congress, we started to see, and just not particularly this public opinion poll, but in others, that there was this rising support for Obamacare. And I think that is certainly reflected here. You know, if you just look at those who think that at least some part of Obamacare should be repealed and those that appeal, it's about 70% of people. So you have a very small percentage of the population who actually wants to repeal all provisions. And so I think you kind of see that those reservations that Republican members of Congress had, that Trump certainly had as well, in carrying through with the repeal of Obamacare, that this would certainly impact a lot of people who are becoming educated about the benefits of Obamacare.
One other thing, looking at these numbers here, Jeff and Annabelle, only 62% of Democrats surveyed in this poll say that they oppose repeal. Now, again, you break it down by repeal all, repeal some, or oppose repeal and then don't know. I would have thought that number might have been higher, considering the party's overall stance on that issue. What do you read into that?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a recognition, and everybody recognizes this, including former President Obama recognized this, that it was a flawed act, and there needed to be some fixes to it. So I think that's certainly being recognized here, that there are some provisions that need to be tinkered with so that it has a more positive impact on health insurance coverage and helps to reduce the cost of health insurance.
And was this survey conducted before the bill died or after the bill died, the initial bill that was out there that Speaker Ryan pulled back in March?
It was done before. Yeah, before.
Okay, and Annabelle, this before we go, our last survey question here. Over 40% of residents in the Valley believe someone in their household will lose health insurance under the repeal of Obamacare. Tell us a little more about the data there.
Yeah, I think that, well, that shows a little bit how important this healthcare reform has been for the Valley. And it also shows, of course, the potential negatives of having that reappealed or taken away from people. And so there is a high percentage of people in the Valley who have benefited from the expansion of healthcare in California. And I think it shows, you know, it explains to a great extent why so many people are kind of don't want to see the whole thing reappealed, right? Because it's going to have a personal effect on someone that they know. And so I think that what we see is, you know, in the Valley is pretty much what we're seeing at the national level, that there, you know, a lot of people have benefited from the reform. Not everybody is very happy with the reform or sections of, and this lack of agreement of exactly how to move forward now, right? What do we reappeal? What do we not? What do we change? What do we keep? I think that's going to be the challenge for policymakers.
Fresno State Professors Annabelle Espana and Jeffrey Cummins, both faculty members and co-directors of the Institute for Leadership and Public Policy at Fresno State. You can find these public opinion polls and more on the FresnoStateNews.com website. Also, do you have your own site for this, Jeff?
Yeah. Access it through the College of Social Sciences, and the Institute has its own website as well.
All right. We'll look that up, and I know there's more of these to come. We look forward to them. Thank you both for joining us.